Man took school at gunpoint today. I watched the 8 hours coverage came pouring in. Interviewed neighbors, said they knew him. And it was all sponsored by the fine people at Walmart. The ephemeral nature of my success, well, it blew open the doors to decadence. I rushed out to the theaters of excess, and I branched out in romantic disappointments. Left me quite a pessimist. But my timing was great, because pessimism's at an all-time high. My audience sang my songs like battle cries. Brought the album great success, while it pushed me past my own limits. But success has a way of seeming like not enough the time, and no one could tell me I was losing it, cause I was winning in my mind. But it's no country for old men, and pessimists can't pretend that the propaganda ever ends, disguised as patriotism. They say the day the plane crashed is when the music died. They said everyone back then just stood around and cried. I remember crying when Belushi died. Think I cried for John Lennon too. By the time Reagan was shot, I could see a coming trend. Nobody ever sees it coming, especially at the end. So why should we bother trying to pretend we're any different now? Cause we're older soldiers, doctors, and lawyers. Things seem so surreal somehow. Cross from pessimism straight to disbelief. I don't cry at the nightly news now. I openly weep. But it's no country for old men, and pessimists can't pretend that the propaganda ever ends, disguised as patriotism.